can sit yourself straight, the spine, the neck, the head in line, the shoulders, the back relaxed. And take a few deep breaths, feeling I settle into this still position. As we've been going through these meditations on Panchakosha Viveka, discrimination between myself, the awareful being, and between these other layers, the upadhis, or the instrument with which I experience, which I attribute to myself. But when looking closer, deeper into this, I see that I'm the same awareness regardless what instrument I see things through. I'm the same one regardless which glasses I put on. One thing that corollary of this would be that I as the awareful being, I the consciousness, is constant. It's not something that wavers and changes at different times. Whereas anything to do with the koshas, physical body, energy, mind, etc. These are changing, constant change. Differences like this have to be seen for viveka, for the discrimination. There has to be some certain attributes to help to distinguish between the two different things. This being so, as I experience anything, whatever I experience will be experience of some change. Experience means thought waves or something in the senses, which are also coming in waves of light, of sound, etc. So it also means change. So I'm the awareness behind, in and through the experience, but not the changing phenomena of the experience. So I'm the same awareful being before an experience comes, while the experience is there, and after the experience has gone by. For instance, maybe I feel some tension somewhere in the body. I'm aware before it's there. I'm the same conscious awareness when it's there. I'm the same conscious awareness when it goes away. That feeling belonged to the body, annamaya kosha, not to myself, the awareful being. Maybe a certain thought, concern, or worry for something comes in the mind. Before that thought, I'm the conscious, awareful being. When the thought is there, I'm the awareful being. When it goes away, I'm still the awareful being. The change happened in Manomaya Kosha, in the mind, maybe Vijnanamaya Kosha, but not in myself, the awareful being. Next 5 minutes or so, let's sit quietly, meditate quietly, be with the breath, be present. I'm simply aware and present. When you find that the attention slipped away, I'm not present because I'm with something else. Take a little while and see, this something else, let it be a thought of something. Then I take a step back, I say, I was the awareful being, present before this thought came. After it goes away, I'm the same awareful being. While it's there, the mind changed, but behind that, I'm the same awareful being. Take a little while to observe this. Afterwards, you can forget that one, come back to just be present with the breath. I'm simply aware and present. So try as you meditate quietly, do this exercise whenever you find attention is totally off. To keep bringing attention back to this point, myself as the awareful being. And let's continue silently now. rajasato ma sadgamaya tamaso ma jyotirgamaya mrityor ma amritangamaya om purnamadah purnamidam purnat purnamudachyate purnasya purnamadaya purnameva vashishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.